must remember him because, you know, God can wake up people like that. He sure can. Now, I'm going to give in a couple of announcements. This next week is the Ida Bell Holiness Convention, the camp meeting. Got Jimmy Milliken in the day and Brent Gabbard at night. That'd be good if y'all could go, especially concerning, you know, the great sorrow that the Snow families went through. And then I think this Friday, is it this Friday or Thursday that Brother Polkat's going to be at Oak Grove? Friday through Sunday. And Brother Polkat's a great man of God. Now, I'll tell you, you'd be blessed if you go down there and hear him. And then this Friday, too, at Middletown, Ohio, they're having a church dedication. You'd be blessed if you could get up there. That's a little further away. But that's Brother Kevin Allen's church. And just pray about that. I know probably most of you can't go, but it's exciting that they're having a church dedication, isn't it? Amen. I want to read from John. All right. I appreciate you praying, but I was wanting to have prayer too. Brother Randy Webb called today, and there's a preacher, Brother Danny Scott, in Eastern Kentucky, and he's a friend of mine. He's got a backslid boy, got into the rodeo circuit, and he was out in Texas somewhere, and a bull gored him in the face. And he is in very critical situation in the hospital somewhere in Texas. I don't know where it is. If it's near us, I'd try to go see him. But I'd like for you to remember Danny Scott's son. I can't remember his name. And if y'all pray for me as well, that'd be wonderful. Amen. Let's just ask the Lord to move. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your goodness. I appreciate your love. And Lord, I'd like for you to heal me and heal Titus. Father, this man that's in darkness and unbelief that Brother Edwin gave in request for, I pray you'd heal him of his spiritual blindness. And Lord, would you help this backslid preacher's boy? God, would you deliver him from this wound and this problem that he has and awaken him to where he could be saved and delivered from his sin? Lord, I honor you and praise you, and I'm asking that your truth would go forth tonight in a glorious manner, that you bless your people, and I thank you for it, and lift up your name in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you all for your prayers. I want to read from John chapter 14, if you'd like to read there with me, John chapter 14, and I am rejoicing in how the Lord blessed us in Panama. We had a great move of God. The Lord really blessed us, and I'll tell you, if you can see souls saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and the church helped and encouraged, it's worth going through some trouble to see it. I appreciate the Lord moving in a special way. I'm also very thankful for the way the Lord used our deacons to lead the service and all the other preachers that preached, Brother Jacob McCoy, Brother Stacy, and Brother Chris LaPelli, and Brother Shaw. They all done good, and I sure appreciate that. Praise the Lord. John chapter 14 and verse 16 and also verse 26. Lord says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. And then in verse 26 it says, but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. And I just want to preach tonight on the Comforter, if the Lord would help me a little while. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, there's a lot of names that Jesus and the Word of God used to describe the third person of the triune Godhead. I mean, He's the Spirit of Truth. He is the Holy Ghost. I mean, we could just go down a great list, and they're all descriptive names. But of all the names that He could have used, I think that this name is definitely one of the most precious, especially to anyone that's ever been through trouble and had Him comfort, or anyone that lives in this world and will face trouble someday and will find Him as a comforter. Because someone that's ever been comforted knows what a treasure that truly is. Now, the fact that He's called a comforter almost prophesies that trouble will come. I mean, you don't hardly need comfort, I don't guess, unless that you've had some problems in some way. Is that right? The word comforter implies that He's going to be needed. I mean, and the Holy Ghost don't just show up, and the Lord don't just give titles that don't mean anything. If He's not needed, and if this aspect of His being is not needed, there's not much use in calling Him a comforter, is it? And so, as much as I hate to admit it, the fact that Jesus prophesied that the comforter will come was also a prophecy that trouble will come. And the disciples needed comfort in many ways, because Jesus was right after this little time where He was speaking to them, He was going to be taken from them, nailed to a cross. And I know that He's going to raise from the dead, and they're going to see Him ascend to heaven. And even at that point, when they saw Him ascend to heaven, they was going to be disappointed to see Him go away. They was really wanting Him to just stick around a little while longer, I think. But they was needing comfort in the crucifixion, and then they was going to need comfort when that He ascended and went on to glory to sit at the right hand of the Father. There was all kinds of feelings that would go through their lives. There would be a fearfulness, a loneliness, a sense of tragedy. I'll just be honest, I'm looking at some people that's went through some tragic events. There's people right here that's mourned over people dying. I see Sister Castle here, and there's probably others that it's not been too long ago. You went to the graveyard. You went to, and Sister Castle don't mourn like other people does, because she had this confidence that her husband trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. Had a great testimony in that way. And I'll tell you, tragedy absolutely leaves us with an emptiness in our spirit and soul. There's a sorrow and a weakness. And the disciples were going through all of this and would go through it. Jesus knew that they would. But you got to understand that you can't feel like you're unusual if you have trouble. Because this world is a world of trouble. The Bible says there's no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. I'll tell you, there might be a lot of differences in all kinds of mankind, but there's one thing that we all have in common, and that's temptations and trials. We all have that in common. And we can't get to feeling as though that we're unusual. You see, in Job chapter 14 and verse 1, amen, there is a great truth that is spoken to all of us here. Man that is born of woman is of a few days and full of trouble. Y'all heard that scripture. Y'all understand that's true, don't you? But you also have to understand this, that it doesn't mean that God has forsaken us, and it doesn't mean that God's angry with us either if we're going through trouble. You see, You can't feel as though you're useless when you have trouble either, because sometimes that's the way the devil will try to make you feel. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 4 is a wonderful scripture that I love. Verse 3 is where I'll start reading. The Apostle Paul says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of mercies and the God of all comfort." Amen. That's a good title of God, isn't it? The God of all comfort. Amen. He's not limited. Now listen, I might be limited in the comfort that I can give to you. There may be some things I've suffered that I can feel a little bit more sympathy towards you because I've went a little bit through what you've went through. And sometimes when you find somebody that's a little sympathetic in that manner, it can be a great comfort. But there's some stuff people go through I don't have a clue about. Amen? I mean, I can understand they're hurting. I don't mean to act like I'm completely clueless, but as far as me knowing personally what it's like to have cancer, no, I don't know that. You know, I don't know that. And there's other people that have told me that they didn't hardly even know how to talk to somebody or even to pray for somebody until they had went through that themselves. Amen. Brother Lee Strickler was a great preacher, but he told me, he said, "I went to a lot of funerals." And he said, "I'll just be honest, after my wife died," he said, "it gave me a greater sense of hurt and feeling for those people that was at the funeral than before so." Well, all that I can say to you is that there are some limitations in man, but God is the God of all comfort. Amen. He don't have a place of trouble he's limited in. He can do it all. And this is what he says, "Who comforteth us in all our tribulations." Oh, I love that. Amen. And this is the reason he does it. There's one of the reasons. I mean, mainly he does it because this is his nature and he loves us. And just like Brother Brian says, he cares about the hurts that we have, the problems that we have. And that's the main reason. But I'll tell you, it's not the only reason. It says that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. You realize that when you go through something, God comforts you so you can comfort somebody else. God gives you something in that trial to help you to help somebody else in their trial and in their trouble. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 11, hallelujah. Oh, I appreciate the presence of the Lord here. Amen. It says, "Thou hast fully known my doctrine and manner of life, purpose of faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came upon me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, the Lord is able to deliver you out of them all. I like that part where the three Hebrew children came out of the furnace and they didn't have the smell of smoke on them. Have you ever met somebody came out of a trial, but, well, I tell you, for all the rest of their life, they had the smell of that trial on them. Can I tell you, God can deliver you better than that. He really can. He really can deliver you better than that. I'm not saying you won't suffer, because the next verse, the Apostle Paul said, "Yea, all who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." And that is the truth. But I'll tell you, God can deliver you as well. He can deliver you where you don't have the smoke clinging to you.
He can deliver you where you don't have that problem in your attitude. He can comfort you in such a way that you can comfort somebody else. Praise the name of the Lord. You don't need to feel hopeless because the Holy Ghost would not be called the comforter if you could not be comforted. I'll tell you what, I'm going through something I don't think I could ever be comforted about this. Wait a second. He's the God of all comfort who comforted us in all of our tribulation. And the Holy Ghost is called the comforter. Why? Because he's able to do it. If he wasn't able to do it, Jesus wouldn't have called him the comforter. Hallelujah. You say, well, I'm so hurt, I'll never get over this. Oh, wait a second. You can get over it. If the comforter comes on the scene, he can help you whatever the problem is. Amen. So I told you trouble will come. And that really was a prophecy that trouble would come. But praise God, just as sure as trouble comes, the comforter will come. Hallelujah, just as sure. You say, boy, amen, a man is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. That's a sure thing, isn't it? And I'll tell you, just as sure as trouble, there's a sure comforter that's coming. Hallelujah. There's a comforter that comes, a comforter that's able. He's able to comfort you in all your tribulation. He's not only able, but he's willing to help you in your time of need. A comforter that will use every argument in his wisdom and resources to encourage you. A comforter that will come that is like Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. For Jesus said another comforter. Now, as much as the oneness would like to make that meaning that Jesus said, now, I'm going to come to you just in a different form, that's not what he said. He said another comforter. And when he said another comforter, he was calling himself a comforter. I read to you where God the Father's called a comforter. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are all three comforters. Isn't that great? Hallelujah. But Jesus was saying, I'm a comforter, but I'm going to send you another. And in the Greek, I understand that means another of the same kind. Yes, another, but of the same kind. You say, boy, I'd like for Jesus to just come by here. You know, the Holy Ghost will come by just like Jesus. Hey, boy, I read about the way Jesus came by in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John and helped people. I'll tell you, Jesus sent another comforter that's just like himself into the church to help us in all of our troubles. Yes, Christ comforted people. He comforted that poor woman that was taken in adultery with forgiveness. He comforted Mary Magdalene, who was tormented of seven devils. And I don't know what all that they were. They could have been suicidal spirits for all I know. I know that after Jesus came into her life, she was comforted of the trouble that the devil had given to her. Amen. Jesus comforted a leper that was outcast to society, away from his family. He comforted him of all of his afflictions. He comforted Zacchaeus, amen, who likewise was somebody looked down on in society. Hallelujah. He comforted Matthew, a publican that was wanting a better life. And he said, follow me. And Matthew got up and walked away and followed him. He comforted a demoniac, a Gadaree, and sent him home to tell them what good things the Lord had done for him. Hallelujah. He comforted Lazarus' sisters at a graveside by raising him from the dead. And then he comforted the disciples and the rest of those mourners after he himself raised from the dead. And when he ascended up on high and he could tell that they were disappointed, he said, go and tarry in Jerusalem because I'm sending another comforter. Hallelujah. He'll come and help you. Yes, there's been lonely people comforted by Christ, but likewise, loneliness has been taken away by a visitation of the third person of the triune God. Amen. Yes, weak lives have been healed by Christ, but our weakness has been empowered by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sorrowful people were made glad by Jesus when he came into their town, but how many likewise have come to church sorrowful and left shouting the glories of God because of the Holy Ghost coming into a service and helping us in a special way. There's been times that Jesus turned tragedy into triumph. Amen. Graves into testimonies. And likewise, the Spirit of God has come on the scene in the midst of a tragic situation and turned it around for the glory of God. Fearful people were delivered by Jesus, and the fearful here tonight can be delivered by the power of the Holy Ghost because he is that other comforter that's come for us. He will do the same for us as Jesus did. Amen. We just have to believe. Hey, well, Brother Lord, I have a greater time, easier time believing that trouble comes. Amen. You need to start telling yourself, if trouble is sure, the Holy Ghost is more sure. Hallelujah. Could we all stand here tonight? Let's give the Lord a praise for providing for us. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. Oh, I believe he's come to this service here tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Oh, I appreciate his encouragement. I already feel. And you may have come and in a swirl, and you may not even recognize his presence like God wants you to just yet. But I think if you come around this altar and turn your attention to the Lord and believe him just a while, maybe praise him a while and look to him a while, you'll feel the very presence that I'm talking about. And some are already feeling, because God is faithful. He's a comforter. Hallelujah. Could we all come around this altar? Maybe you'd like to stand and praise, or maybe you need to kneel and Jesus, seek the Lord. And the Lord wants to help people here. If you're fearful or lonely or weak, or amen, God's able to comfort you here.
When I begin to tremble,